弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to brothers and sisters.
前面有很多座位。
There are lots of empty seats in the front.
可以到前面来。
Please come to the front.
在前面你可以听得比较清楚。
You can hear it clearer in front.
今天，本来志雄弟兄，是今天的讲员。
Today the speaker was to be Brother Liu.
结果他的岳母在礼拜天，就是上礼拜，被主接去。
But his mother-in-law, passed away last Friday, last Sunday.
所以他礼拜二晚上，飞回台湾。
So he flew to Taiwan last Tuesday.
他要我问候弟兄姐妹。
And he wants me to send the best regards to brothers and sisters.
也盼望为我们的弟兄祷告。
And hope that we can also pray for him.
让神话语可以安慰爱君姐妹。
And may Lord's word can comfort Brother Liu's wife.
让他的母亲被主接到天家，成为多人的祝福。
So that the mother went to the heaven is a blessing to others.
而不是在地上悲伤。
And so that they would not be mourned for the loss.
我祷告主给我有一段经文。今天跟弟兄姐妹来在这里一起的交通。
I pray to the Lord, and Lord gave me this passage to share with brothers and sisters today.
这段的经文是在路加福音18:35-43。
This passage is in the book of Luke, Gospel book of Luke, chapter 18, verse 35-43.
我知道，同样的一处圣经呢，也记载在马可福音10:46-52。
I know the same message was recorded in the Gospel book of Mark, chapter 10, verse 46.
那我想，我们先念马可福音哈。我们把马可福音10:46-52，我们用起音的方式念一次。
May we first read the book of Mark, chapter 10, verse 46.
那然后呢，我会把另外一处福音的，好像没有看到的地方呢，再补充一下。
And I'm going to add in some other points that is in another book.
因为我觉得这段的圣经里面很丰富。
I feel there are this passage is very rich.
如果我们好好去读这段圣经的时候。
If we carefully read this passage,
我们可以从这段的圣经看到主对我们说很多很多的话。
We may see a lot of teachings that Lord is telling us.
如果你没有圣经，举个手。
If you don't have Bible, please raise your hand.
我们的招待弟兄可以把圣经给你。
We'll have someone to pass you a Bible.
马可福音10:46。
The book of Mark, chapter 10, verse 46.
好不好？我念一节。我们弟兄姐妹念下一节。
I'll read one verse and brothers and sisters read the next verse.
不管你读中文、英文。
Doesn't matter if you read in Chinese or English.
我们一起念啊。
Please read.
我念的时候，读英文的可以读两次，读中文的话你就念接下来我念完的下一节啊，这样的方式来念。
You can read in English if you want.
马可福音10:46，到了耶利哥。耶稣同门徒并许多人出耶利哥的时候，有一个讨饭的瞎子，是迪买的儿子巴迪买，坐在路旁。
When he heard that Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me."
48节，有许多人责备他，不许他出声，他却。越发大声喊着说：“大卫的子孙啊，可怜我吧！”50节，瞎子就丢下衣服，跳起来，走到耶稣那里。耶稣说：“你去吧，你的信救了你。”瞎子立刻看见了， 就在路上跟随耶稣。那你如果翻到路加福音
If you turn to Book of Luke
18章
Chapter 18
35节
Verse 35
到43节
To verse 43
也是记录这一段圣经的事情
It's the same event
那有一点点不同的地方
But there is a little difference
如果你还有印象的话那不同的地方就是在36节那里
If you remember, that will be in verse 36.
那个瞎子怎么样了？他听说有许多人经过，
here,
就问什么事情。
Here he said, when he heard the crowd going by, he asked what was happening.
然后他们这些，他们就是这些可能在路旁，可能在主耶稣前面的一些弟兄姐妹，这些在走的时候就这样告诉他，是拿撒勒人耶稣经过。
And they told him.Who are they? They are maybe the disciples and people going along with Jesus Christ. And said, Jesus of Nazareth is passing by.
那其余都一样，一直到41节的时候。
Till verse 41.
主耶稣问那个瞎子，你要我为你做什么呢？
Lord Jesus said, what do you want me to do for you?
那个瞎子这样说，主啊，我要能看见。
And the blind person said, Lord, I want to see.
原来是讲迪波拉就是讲夫子的意思，我要能看见。那这里是讲主啊，我要能看见。
The message before it says Rabbi, and here it says Lord.
那最后呢，还有43节那里看到瞎子立刻看见以后，就跟随耶稣，一路归荣耀与神。众人看见这事，也赞美神。
In verse 43 it says, immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus, praising God. When all the people saw this, they all praised God.
这是整段经文。
This is the whole passage.
我们再有点祷告好不好?
And let's have more prayer.
天父,我们在这里仰望你。
Heavenly Father, we look upon you.
我们相信圣经写下来是要我们在里面得到很多的帮助。
We believe the what is recorded in the Bible is for our good.
而且这里面有一个永生的道路。
And here there is an eternal way.
你的话语是生命，是粮食。
Your word is life, is food.
可以让我们里面得以饱足。
So that we can feel full.
我们仰望这段时间。
We look upon for this time.
你用话语喂养我们。
That your word can feed us.
不只喂养说话的听话的
Not only to feed the one who speak and the one who listen
也造就每个来到你面前的人
But also build up everyone who come before you
我们把这个时间仰望在你的面前
We give time in front of you
求主圣灵在这里工作
And we ask Lord the Holy Spirit work in here
宝血洁净这里
And cleanse it with the Holy Blood
我们将仰望祷告是奉耶稣基督的名
Our prayer in Christ Jesus' name.
Amen. 这段圣经应该弟兄姐妹非常的熟。
This passage should be very familiar to brothers and sisters.
因为我们主耶稣基督在地上的时候
，Because when our Lord Jesus was on the earth,
他有很多机会到不同的地方去。
He had many chances to went to different places.
那到地方不同的地方，他碰到很多的人。
He met many different people.
那有很多人有疾病。
And many people have sickness.
很多疾病里面有一个，有些疾病不是像疾病，它是一个缺陷。
And some of the sickness is the is born with.
那他这些缺陷像是眼睛看不到。
Such as blindness.
或者他没有办法行走。
Or unable to walk.
所以主耶稣常常就医治这些人。
And Jesus often healed these people.
在我的印象里面读圣经的时候。
As far as I remember when I read the Bible.
大概有三到四个地方有不同的瞎子被主耶稣医治。
There are 3 to 4 places where Jesus had healed those blindness.
有时候是两个瞎子在那被主耶稣医治。
Sometimes it was 2 blind people at the same time.
那有时候呢是在圣经说他是有一个生来瞎眼的瞎子，后来被主耶稣医治。
And in one of the places, it was saying that he was born blind.
那有一次，还有的时候，那个是讲说那个在伯赛大那个地方也有一个瞎子，后来也被主 主医治。
And another blind person was healed at Bethsaida.
那还有一个地方就在这里，就是耶利哥这个地方。
And、the other place is in here, Jericho.
那如果你去看这几个不同的地方记录的时候
，If you look at all these different places,
你可以在这个瞎子的身上得到很多的功课。
You can learn a lot from these blind people.
我们知道这些事情不是很表面的，就是瞎子得医治的问题。
We know this is not just the appearance that a blind got healed.
不是我们眼睛本来看不见。
It's not only just when our eyes cannot see in the beginning.
主耶稣摸一下。
And touched by Jesus.
或者主耶稣用泥巴把它抹一下。
Or Jesus used a mud to touch it.
或者主耶稣在这里说，你的信就让你这个人眼睛就恢复了。
Or Jesus said, your faith has saved you.
我们不是在那边讨论这个好像学理病理被神医治的问题。
We are not here to study the medical.Issues.
我们知道圣经是一本属灵的书。
We know the Holy Spirit, the Bible belongs to the Holy Spirit.
除了肉体上的疾病被医治以外
，Not only the flesh sickness was healed.
我们知道主耶稣每一个神迹的背后有他属灵的意思。
We know every miracles that Jesus performed has a meaning.
我们看看这个瞎子，在耶利哥的瞎子。
We look at this blind person in Jericho.
这个瞎子跟别的这几个地方记录的情况不太一样。
And there are some places that are differently recorded.
这个瞎子做什么事情，他叫什么名字，他在干什么，讲得清清楚楚。
And this blind person's name was recorded, and what was he doing was also recorded.
所以我们如果好好看这个瞎子他被医治的过程。
So if we look at the process how he was healed.
跟我们非常有关系。
It's very much related to us.
我们先看这个瞎子在哪里。
First, look at where he is.
这个瞎子在耶利哥城的耶利哥这个区域。
He is in the Jericho area.
这个耶利哥本来有一个耶利哥城。
There is a city called Jericho.
我们知道主犹太人出埃及的时候。
We know when the Israelites left.Egypt.
神带他们到旷野里面去。
Lord lead them into the desert.
本来他们很快就要进迦南。
They could quickly enter into Canaan.
结果他们违背神的旨意。
But they were against God's will.
神就让他们在旷野有40年的时间。
And God lead them in the desert for 40 years.
等到40年过去之后。
After 40 years.
旧的一代死掉了。
The old generation passed.
新的一代就过约旦河。
The new generation passed the river of Nile.
要到神所应许的地方去。
Enter into the promised land.
我们知道过了约旦河以后。
We know after passing the Nile.
以色列百姓碰到第一个城就是耶利哥城。
Israelites enter into the first city, which is the city of Jericho.
我们相信小孩子都知道耶利哥城的故事。
We believe all the children know the story about Jericho.
我们知道主日学老师讲耶利哥城的时候非常的精彩。
We know how the teacher talk about this story excitingly.
因为我们知道耶利哥城在历史的记载是一个很大的城。
We know the city of Jericho is a big city.
在以色列的军队里面不可能打这个城打得过去。
The army of Israel could not overcome it.
结果神用了一个方式。
So God used a method.
就是要以色列百姓绕着耶利哥城每天绕一圈。
That is to call the Israelite people to walk around the city of Jericho once a day.
然后第七天的时候绕了七圈。
The seventh day they had done it seven times.
然后他们就向那个耶利哥城呐喊。
And then they shouted over the city of Jericho.
所以耶利哥城就倒塌了。
And city of Jericho collapsed.
然后以色列人就攻进了耶利哥城里面。
And the Israelite was able to attack the city.
那是几千年前的事情。
That is over a few thousand years ago.
过了几千年之后，耶稣又来到耶利哥城。
After a few thousand years later, Jesus came to the Jericho again.
那这个时候城已经不在了。
The city was gone.
那个耶利哥区域好像成为一个很热闹的地方。
The area was crowded.
因为人到耶路撒冷的时候要经过耶利哥这个地方。
Because before they could enter into Jerusalem, people had to pass by Jericho.
圣经说，主耶稣同门徒还有许多的人到耶利哥城去。
People, in the Bible it says Jesus, the disciples and many, in a large crowd enter into Jericho.
当他们要出去的时候
，When they were leaving,
他们碰到一个瞎子。
They met another blind.
这个瞎子是在做什么呢
？And what was this blind person doing?
这个瞎子是在那里讨饭。
He is there begging.
这个瞎子的名字叫什么呢
？What is his name?
他的父亲的名字都把他讲出来了。
Even the father's name was named.
他的父亲的名字叫迪买。
His father's name is Timon.
然后这个他的儿子就加了一个爸哈，就是 他这个贵客的前面常常加一个 bar， 就是 the son of 什么的。
And the son's name is Bartimaeus, which means son of Timaeus。
叫做巴迪买。
Bartimaeus。
他坐在哪里？
Where was he sitting?
就坐在耶利哥那个马路的边边。
He was sitting on the roadside.
可能像是我们今天的 Main Street 哈。
Maybe it's like the Main Street of nowadays.
或者 Central Street.
Or our Central Street.
或者是 Market Street.
Or our Market Street.
反正就是一个很热闹的街道的旁边。
One of the busy streets.
因为主耶稣要从那里经过。
Since Jesus has to pass by there.
你知道巴这个巴迪买这个迪买的意思是什么吗
？Do you know what is the meaning of Timai?
迪买的意思，原来的意思。是一个尊贵的意思。
The original meaning of Timaeus is noble.
但是它的字母改变了一点点。
But he, they changed the one of the spelling.
那个最后的字母，那个 A 跟 I， 我没有读过。他说把那个 A 跟 I 拿掉以后，就是这个底买原文的意，这个使用的时候的字。
By taking away the T and I, is the meaning of
this, 这个字是什么意思呢？
What is this meaning?
这个字是 unclean.
And this means unclean.
就是不洁净。
Which means unclean.
原文的字是一个尊贵的。
The original meaning is noble.
就缺了一两个字母。
But missing two letters.
就变成不洁净的。
And it becomes defiled.
你可以去好好想这个意思。
Think about this meaning.
神原来造人。
God originally created man.
非常的尊贵。
Very nobly,
照着人的形，照着神的形象来造。
Was made according to the God's image.
人是有神尊荣的。
Man has the glory of God.
因着人有一点点缺点，就犯了罪。
But because man sinned,
我们知道犯了罪里面有一个罪，那里面就是眼睛，他眼睛看那个食物很美。所以拿来吃。
We know that the sin, one of the sin is the eye see the food being good.
结果人就变成不洁净了。
And then man become unclean.
从尊贵的。
From noble.
成为不洁净的。
To defiled.
然后呢，这个爸爸是叫不洁净的。
And the father's name is unclean.
结果他把那个儿子叫做什么？不洁净的孩子。
And how did he name his son? He named him the son of unclean.
你知道我们大部分都中国人，在这里几乎都是中国人。
We are, most of us are Chinese here.
我们很多人在这里结婚了，生了孩子。
A lot of us also have children here.
我不知道你取名字的时候，你有没有取一些跟你很像的名字。
Would you name some, your children like your name?
我听过这样的故事，这是我的以前的老师哈。
I have heard a story from my previous teacher before.
我们的以前的老师叫做自家哈，他说他姓齐，所以他叫做自家，把家治理好。
My teacher's name is adding good thing to himself.
就他把他儿子就叫治国哈，他希望把国治给好。
So he named his child having his own fruit.
就是说。我只能做到家，我希望我的儿子能够制造国。
It means that I can only do good, but I want my son to have the fruit.
他把一个盼望放在他儿子身上。
He gave hope to his son.
就没有想到孙子，这是真事。他是孙子的时候，他儿子把他孙子取叫平天下，就是治天下哈。
And by the time he has the his grandchild, his son named his grandchild's name.To peace the world.
就是 conquer 这个 world 哈。
Conquer the world.
你知道他野心很大哈。
He has these ambitions.
但是这个爸爸不一样。
But this father is different.
你知道爸爸是 unclean.
The father named unclean.
结果他把他儿子叫做什么
？And then he named his son.
Son of unclean.
Son of unclean.
如果你做父亲的时候
，If you are the father.
你会这样的盼望你的儿子吗
？Would you have this hope on your son？
你不会把一个不好的名字放在你的儿女身上。
You won't give a bad name to your son。
你都盼望你的孩子有一个尊贵的名字。
You want your son to have a noble name。
结果这个瞎子的爸爸把一个很不好的名字放在他儿子身上。
But this blind father, this blind man's father gave a very bad name to the son。
一个 unclean 的
，unclean，
一个不洁净的
，carry the unclean meaning，
肉身所生的。
Born in flesh,
结果还是 unclean 的。
It's still unclean.
你知道罪人所生的是什么吗
？You know what a sinner can give birth to?
还是一个罪人。
And not a sinner.
这里如果我们推敲一下在这里属灵的意思的时候，
If we look into the spiritual meaning here,
我们知道一个名字不好已经很麻烦了。
We know that a bad name is a trouble already.
我们常常觉得我们的名字不好，在上到学校的时候，学生会提醒我，同学会提醒你，会 make fun of you.
We always feel that the classmate will make fun of you, will tease you if you have a bad name.
所以我们取名字，我们都希望我们的孩子不要取到那个名字，人家有机会借着名字来欺负他。
So we always want to make a name so that people would not have the opportunity to tease the son.
如果名字不好，
if you have a bad name,
已经够惨了，
it's a poor thing.
结果他还看不见。
And then he was blind.
圣经没有讲他是生来瞎眼的。
The Bible did not say that he was blind as born.
约翰福音那里那个瞎子是生来瞎眼的。
In the book of John, it said that a person was born blind.
他可能以前看到了。
This person he might have seen before.
我们不知道。
We don't know.
瞎子很惨。
A blind person is poor.
名字已经让他很麻烦了。
The name is already a bad thing.
结果他眼睛看不到。
And then he became blind.
更惨的是什么？
And what was even bad?
他去讨饭。
He was begging.
代表什么？
What does this mean?
照理说应该他很穷。
It means he's very poor.
应该没有一个有钱的人去讨饭。
There is no rich person go begging.
去讨饭已经到了一个地步。
When you are begging,
已经中国是叫做山穷水尽，是不是
？You have reached to an end point.
你没有办法有任何的金钱来 support 你。
That you have no financial support.
他必须到街道上去。
That he has go to the roadside.
他每天坐在那里。
Sitting there every day.
希望人家给他一点东西。
Hoping to receive something from someone.
这样的一个这样的一个瞎子。
This such a blind man.
你知道没有办法看到。景物是一件很痛苦的事情。
Couldn't see is a very poor thing.
你知道眼睛对我们的影响非常的大。
You know, our eye is very important to us.
我们几乎都是先看见。
We almost always see something.
然后我们耳朵就凑过去了。
And then ear will start listening.
我们希望听得到。
We want to hear.
再来，甚至我们想要嘴巴闻一闻。
We want to even taste it with our mouth.
你记不起来的话，很好，很简单。你看到一盘很漂亮的菜。
If you do not remember, just look at a good dish.
你眼睛看到了。
Your eyes see it.
你嘴巴就想要去吃它。
And your mouth want to taste it.
因为眼睛影响我们的动作。
Because our eyes has affected us.
你没有视觉的时候。
When you don't have eyesight.
你只有怎么办？
What
你只能听的，对不对？
Then you can only hear.
你只能用听的。
Then you can use your ears.
人家告诉你今天的花有多漂亮。
People told you how beautiful the flowers is today.
你看不见。
You can't see.
人家说日出多漂亮。
People say how beautiful is the sun rising.
你只能去想象它。
You can only imagine it.
你知道眼睛是一件非常奇特的东西。
You know the eyes is very special.
今天所有的美。
Today all the pretty things.
很多美的东西我们是用眼睛看到之后来用文字写下来。
A lot of beautiful things, after our eyes see it, we record it in writing.
但是我们如果没有眼睛的时候，
But if we don't have our eyes,
我们就看不到神所创造的美。
We don't see the creation.
但是我们今天也很 abuse, 就是乱用我们的眼睛，对不对？
But today we use our eyes wrongly.
我们去看不该看的。
We look at things that we should not have looked at.
我们看这些不在神前面不被神所喜悦的东西。
We are not looking at the thing that God is willing to.
我们在眼睛的事情上甚至得罪了神。
We have offended God in our eyesight.
我们虽然眼睛看见。
Even our eye can see.
但是我们如同瞎子。
But we are like a blind person.
我们甚至对着神的事情，我们好像视而不见。
To God's things, we were like neglected to see it.
人当初被创造的时候，神创造神人有眼睛。
When we were created, God had created us with eyes.
我相信神当初把伊甸园交给人的时候，他要人去好好治理这个地方的时候，就是用了他眼睛去好好看。
I believe when God created Eden and handed it over to man, is asking man to use eyes to carefully watch the Eden garden.
结果神人犯了罪。
But man sinned.
就眼睛失去它的功效。
And the eyes lost its power.
结果我们今天有时候感觉是我们虽然在地上我们看得见。
Even though on earth we feel that we can see.
但是我们就是看不见神。
But we can't see God.
我们什么都看得见。
We can see everything.
但是对属灵的事情，我们什么都看不见。
But to spiritual things, we cannot see at all.
圣经中说我们是活在黑暗中。
The Bible said we are living in darkness.
主耶稣来到地上的时候，他说光来到黑暗中。
Jesus came to the earth and he said, "Light come into the world."
这是这个瞎子原来的地位。
This is where this blind person was.
他在路旁。
He was sitting next to the roadside.
他是个 unclean 的人。
He is an unclean person.
他在这天坐在路旁的时候，他几乎每一天都在听。
Today he was sitting by the roadside and was listening as usual.
他在那边听，有人过来，有人过去。
He was listening people passing by.
他听这些路上正在流行什么事情。
He was listening to what is going on.
他今天的消息的来源也大概在这个路旁就知道了。
All his news came from the people walking by talking.
但是我们知道他听的里面，神给他一个很大的怜悯。
But today there is a big mercy that God gave him.
他发现有一群人要过来。
He realized a crowd is passing by.
他听到很多人要过来。
He heard a crowd is passing by.
他就问。
And he asked.
问。
He asked.
是谁要来啊？
Who is coming?
那有些人就告诉他。
Some people told him.
告诉他说，拿撒勒人耶稣要过来。
Jesus of Nazareth is coming.
我们不知道这瞎子对拿撒勒人耶稣有多大的认识。
We don't know how much this blind person knows about Jesus.
他听见是拿撒勒耶稣。
He heard as Jesus of Nazareth.
但是他后来他一听到这个人之后，他开始喊叫的时候。
Once he heard this name, he shouted.
他照理说应该喊拿撒勒人耶稣。
In theory, he should have shouted Jesus of Nazareth.
结果他没有喊拿撒勒耶稣。
But he did not shout Jesus of Nazareth.
他喊什么呢？
What did he shout?
他喊大卫的子孙，对不对？
He shouted Jesus, son of David.
我不知道你当初来到聚会当中哈。
I don't know when you first come to the meeting here.
人家告诉你来这样的一个聚会，他怎么介绍我们的？
How did people introduce you to come to this type of meeting?
我刚到美国的时候，
When I first came to America,
我学长说有一个演讲。
I was told that there was a speech.
你要不要来听听呢？
Do you want to come and listen?
他没有讲有一个拿撒勒人耶稣要来。
He didn't say Jesus of Nazareth is coming.
他用了一个字，我听了，哎，我听得进去，我就来了。
He said a word that I feel okay, then I come.
我们有时候邀请一些慕道友来到我们当中。
I didn't say ask for the truth seeker to come among us.
我不知道你是怎么去邀请他的。
I don't know how you invite yours.
你怎么介绍我们的主？
How did you introduce our Lord?
你怎么介绍我们这一群人？
How did you introduce about us?
那有时候人家问我说，你礼拜天你到底去的那个地方，你们叫他什么东西？
And some people even ask me on Sunday, the place that you go, where did you call it?
如果他是个基督徒，
If he is a Christian,
我们讲的时候比较容易讲，可以套用一些所谓属灵的话来讲，对不对？
It's easier for us to introduce the place.
我们去聚会。
We say we go together.
我们去敬拜主。
We go to worship Lord.
还有一些人，我们去听信息。
We go to listen message.
但是他说，如果你那个信息的中心，你们是讲谁的时候，你怎么介绍我们的主？
And then if they ask what is the sermon about, how are you going to introduce Jesus?
这是关于我们回家每一个人的功课啊。
This is a homework for us to bring home.
我们有没有常常准备好，当人家问你的时候，问你的主的时候，你能够讲得清楚
？Are you ready to tell people about your Lord Jesus?
以前我一个同学，他是跟我讲，哎，讲不清楚，我们去了就知道。
I had a classmate who used to tell me that I can't say it clear, just come with me.
那你要跟他的 relationship 非常的好了。
Then you have to have a very good relationship with him.
因为他相信你说讲不清楚啊，反正你去了就知道啊。
Because he said, I can't say it clear, just come and you will know.
如果你只是跟他好像萍水相逢，就是普普通通的一个朋友。
If you are just a general friend.
当然了，你说我们常常邀请人要祷告。
Of course, you say that we have to pray every time we invite people.
圣灵会带他来。
And the Holy Spirit will bring them.
是没有错。
Of course, that's right.
但是我们在这里看到说，人说我们主耶稣基督是叫做拿撒勒人的耶稣。
But here you see that people call our Jesus Lord as Jesus of Nazareth.
拿撒勒是一个地方。
Nazareth is a place.
是一个地点。
It's a town.
主耶稣在那里长大的。
Jesus was grow up there.
主耶稣在伯利恒生的。
Jesus was born in Bethlehem.
他在 拿撒勒人长大的。
But he grew up in Nazareth.
他可能在拿撒勒那里就成为 木匠之子、哦、他爸爸是做木匠的。
And he is a son of carpenter in Nazareth.
所以人家说这个是拿撒勒人的耶稣。
So people call him Jesus of Nazareth.
结果这个瞎子叫大卫的子孙。
But this blind person called Jesus son of David.
大卫是什么？
Who is David?
大卫是讲到一个族。
David is a lord.
是讲到以色列这一个支派。
Is the king of Israelites.
这个是以色列这个王。
He is a king.
他讲到人。
He is a person.
不是一个地方而已。
It's not just a place.
人就讲到有跟生命有关系的东西。
Person related to life.
所以我们知道这瞎子对着主的认识 somehow 进步了一点。
So we know that this blind person has more knowledge about Jesus.
他这样的叫的时候
，When he was shouted like this.
你知道他这样一叫
，Once he shouted.
本来还好
，It was okay.
他坐在那里没有问题
，That he was sitting by the roadside.
结果他这样一叫的时候，有人开始禁止他叫
，But once he started shouting, people rebuked him.
结果人家禁止他，他叫得更大声。
But when people ask him to be quiet, he shouted even louder.
有时候我们是叫我们的孩子不要哭，不要哭，不要哭，对不对
？And sometimes we told our children, "Don't cry, don't cry."
给你奶就好，不要哭。
I'll give you the formula.
就他哭得更大声。
But then they cry even louder.
对不对？本来这样只是小声的哭。
It was only a weeping before.
现在大哭。
But now it's loudly crying.
而这旁边的人就不知所措了。
And then people around him don't know what to do.
这个瞎子为什么要这样的大叫
？And why is this blind person loud, shouted loudly?
他在里面有一个渴望。
He has this hope in him.
这个渴望在他里面造成他不管外面人对他的看法。
He has this desire in him that he neglected the people around him.
甚至他不管外面的人对他原来的那个面子的问题，他都不管了。
He doesn't even care how people look at him anymore.
他要大叫。
He wants to shout.
为什么大叫
？Why shout?
因为主耶稣基督要经过这里。
Because Christ Jesus is passing by.
这是一个很重要的事情对他来讲。
This is a very important thing to him.
结果他这样叫的时候
，So when he was shouting.
我们发觉好几件事情发生了。
We saw a few things happen.
我们相信人群就停下来了。
We believe the crowd has stopped.
为什么停下来
？Why stopped?
我们主耶稣停下来。
Because our Jesus stopped.
我们知道主耶稣是这群人群的中心。
We know Lord Jesus is the center of this crowd.
主耶稣走，人群就走。
Jesus Christ walked, then the people walked behind him.
主耶稣停下来。
Jesus stopped.
人群也停下来。
Then the crowd stopped.
你有没有机会有时候来聚会啊
？Do you have the chance to come to a gathering？
你有一些难处啊
？And you have some difficulties。
就这些难处就让你不容易来聚会。
And these difficulties have stopped you to come。
就好像我们在喊叫主耶稣一样。
It's like we are shouting for Jesus。
我们常常就受到一些难处。
And then we were being hindered。
我们有时候聚会有一些困难。
Sometimes we have difficulties in the gathering。
我们是怎么样来决定这件事情聚不聚会呢
？How can we decide whether we should come to the gathering or not？
我们是像瞎子就说：“好吧，那我就不叫了。”
So we should we like the blind person that okay I will stop shouting？
我们碰到一点困难，我说：“好了，那就算了，不聚会了。”
Or if we face some difficulties, we'll say, "Okay, I'll stop gathering."
我们是不是受到外力的一些困难，我们就觉得好吧，那就缓一缓吧
？Would we？stopped or set back because of the circumstances.
如果你看这经文的时候，你缓一缓，你可能失去的很多。
If you look at this passage, if you set back, you are going to lose a lot.
结果这个瞎子继续的叫。
This blind person continued to shout.
如果他停的话，主耶稣说不定就这样走过去了。
If he had stopped, Jesus might have continued to walk.
他不一定再有机会碰到主耶稣基督。
And he might have never had the chance to meet Jesus again.
就是因为他不管别人拦阻他。
Because he neglected all the hindrance from him.
结果主耶稣停下来。
And Jesus stopped.
天地的主。
The Lord of heaven and earth.
停下来。
Stopped.
你可以想象这件事情吗
？Think about this.
主耶稣很忙哈，我相信主耶稣非常的忙。
I believe Jesus was a busy person.
你知道，有时候我们忙一忙哈，那个
别的都不管了。
You know, when you become busy, you neglected a lot of things.
对不对？我们一忙，不要来管我。
Once you are busy, you say, "Don't come to me."
我们一忙，孩子找我们做功课，我们就说：“爸爸今天很忙。”
Once you are busy, if the children come to need your help to do homework, you will say, "I'm very busy today."
我们一忙就是变成我最大，别人都不重要。
Once you become busy, you only become more self-centered and neglected everybody.
原因是什么呢
？What is the reason?
一个是我们没有耐心。
One is we don't have the patience.
另外一个是我们能力非常的有限。
And the other thing is we have very limited ability.
我们就只能这么多嘛。
We can only do that much.
但是我们的主是全能的主。
But our Lord is the Almighty God.
他忙不忙啊
？Is he busy?
他当然忙。
Of course he was busy.
但他是全能的万有的主。
But he is the Almighty Lord.
他非常的有能力。
He had all the mighty.
我有时候觉得我们的主一定是非常的忙。
Sometimes I think that our Lord was very busy.
主说他用他的话托住。万有，对不对
？Lord said he used the word to support everything.
前一段时间，我们家女儿有一个 project 啊。
Not long ago, my daughter has a project.
这个 project 是干什么？就是老师给她一个那个 Starfinder 那个星云图哈，星云的那个图哈。
What was this project about? As a star finder.
就是你去用的这个星云图呢，去看天空。
Use this star pointing chart to look at the sky.
那以前我觉得这个东西啊，这还不简单。
Before I thought this is very difficult.
把时间、把日子算好了啊，看好了。
Use all the set the time and the date.
然后我们就把这个我们叫 sky map 啊，就星云图就摆好了。
And we set this sky map.
所以我们就二月天两个冻得半死。站在外面。
And in February, very cold night, we stand outside.
哦，站到连耳朵都不知道在哪里。
We were so cold that we don't even feel our ears.
要看什么
？What were we watching?
看星星。
To watch stars.
满天的星星。
Whole sky of stars.
眼睛不好，还真看不到。
If you have bad eyes, you can even see them.
如果我们瞎眼的时候，我们就看不到。
If you're blind, you can see them.
满天的星星。
Whole sky of stars.
但是跟这个星云图要配的时候。
But when you have to match it with this map.
你配不起来了。
You couldn't match it at all.
因为你发觉这个星云图所要的星星，你满天看上去不知道是什么东西。
Because the stars on this map, you couldn't find it in the sky.
后来发觉有一个窍门。
And then there is a key.
他说这个 Starfinder 中间有个中心点。
It says there is a center star among all these stars.
那个 center 点是什么啊？有没有人知道这 center 点是什么
？What is the center? Do you know?
有人知道吗？对不对
？Some people know.
是什么？就是北极星，对不对
？That is the star of North Pole.
Yeah, North Pole. 你必须要找到北极星。
You have to find this North Pole star.
结果问题在哪里
？So what is the problem?
哪里是北啊
？Which one is the North?
问题来了嘛，对不对
？That's not a problem.
他告诉你怎么去找到这个北。
It told you how to find the north.
我为什么要讲这个呢
？Why I have to mention this?
以前我没有感觉有这个问题啊。
Before I never feel this is a problem.
后来我看到这个北极星的时候
，Once I find this North Pole star,
我才知道一件事情。
Then I know.
每一分钟，每一小时，在过去的时候
，Every hour, every minute passed.
这个星云图在整个在转。
The whole stars are changing.
本来在这边。
It was on this side.
过了几分钟，它到这里来了。
A few minutes later, it turned.
只有一个不动，对不对
？There was only one that did not change.
好像星云是绕着北极星在转。
It's like all the other stars are moving around the North Pole star.
你每一小时出去，你发觉那个星在动，都在动。
Every hour.If you go out every 1 hour, you will see the stars change.
你就可以找到这个星云的这个图组在哪里。
And then you can find the chart.
哦，我们这些名字不是我要走的。
I don't want to mention all.
但是你知道，这个星星也非常忙。
But you can see all these stars are very busy.
他们按着它的轨道在那边走。
They moved around their orbit.
你想到诗人讲的那句话了吗？
And you remember the word?
他说：“我看你所造的星象啊。”
It says, "I look at the stars that you have created."
我就感叹我这个说世人是算什么
？And I sigh about What is man?
结果你却顾念我们。
But you remember us.
主在星云的这个事情上，用他的话来托住整个星，这个星球。
God has used word to support the whole orbit.
当你眼睛去看这个广大的天空的时候。
Using your eyes to look at the sky.
你能够想象这位造天地的主为我们来到这世界上吗？
And can you think about that the Lord who created the skies has come to the earth for us?
他从宝座
He came from the throne
来到时空当中
Come to our time
他在人群这样走的时候
He was walking in the crowd
因为瞎子在那么喊
Because the blind person was shouting
他停下来
He stopped
人在地上
Man on earth
多么有福
How much blessing it is
我们的主在地上33年半
Our Lord was on the earth for 33 and a half years
为我们每一个人停留在时空里面
Stopped for us in our time
让每一个愿意到他面前的人
So that everyone who is willing to come before him
他在那边等你
He was waiting there
这个瞎子看到主耶稣停下来了
This blind person realized Jesus stopped
他没有看到
He didn't see
但是他听到主耶稣叫他你过来
But he heard that Jesus called him
他看不到
He didn't see
但是他在人群当中他听得到
But in the crowd he heard
他虽然肉眼是瞎的
Even he has a blind eye
但他里面属灵的耳朵是开的
But his spiritual eyes was open
他听到主叫他过去
He heard Jesus Lord called him to come
他过去的时候
He went there.
圣经这里讲了他三个动作。
And what did the Bible record?
这三个动作很美的动作。
Three actions that he did.
他第一个把衣服脱下来。
First thing, he threw his cloth aside.
他的外衣丢下来。他的 garment, 他把外衣脱下来。
He threw his cloth garment aside.
这个 garment 是在他在那边的一个常常把身体遮起来的一个衣服。
What is this garment for? It's to cover him.
说不定下雨的时候，这 garment 就成为他的雨衣。
It could be the raincoat for him in the rainy day.
天冷的时候，这 garment 就成为他保护的衣服。
It could be the blanket for him in the cold day.
结果他看到主的时候
，But once he met the Lord,
他把所有的他的外衣脱下来了。
He threw away all these.
因为他不 care 这个外面保护他的东西了。
Because he doesn't care about the protection.
他到主面前来了。
He went to the Lord.
你知道脱外衣这个事情，我在弟兄姐妹身上有时候也学到一点啊。
You know, I learned from the brothers and sisters about this throwing away your covering.
那我记得我们这常常有梯子要爬上爬下、啊、
Remember, we have this ladders here around here that we have to climb up and
down. 有时候有些弟兄要爬这个梯子上去。
Some brothers want to climb up the stairs.
那我发觉有个共同的动作。
And there is a common action that
这些爬梯子的弟兄哈、
啊。The brothers who is going to climb the ladders.
他都把他外衣脱掉。
They all took out their coat.
不管是叶兆卓、卓弟兄。等等等
Doesn't matter which brother.
他爬着梯子的时候，他把一定把他外衣脱掉。
Before they climb the ladder, they take off their coat.
为什么啊
？Why？
你说外衣可能会造成一些危险，对不对
？Maybe the coat can create inconvenience.
对，他把外衣脱掉。
They take off their coat.
他脱去这些好像拦阻我们的东西。
They take off the coat that is hindering.
他要专心的去爬梯子。
They want to concentrate in climbing the ladder.
这脱外衣是一件很特别的事情。
Taking off jacket is a special action.
我们到主面前，有没有把我们的外衣脱掉？
Did we take away our jacket before we come to the Lord?
我们好像照着我们的本相来到我们的神的面前。
We come to the Lord as is.
我们没有一个外表的拦阻。
We don't have any hindrance from appearance.
他把衣服脱下来。
He take off his coat.
他跳起来。
He jumped up.
他本来坐在马路旁。
He was sitting by the roadside.
但他要跳起来。
But he jumped to his feet.
我们有没有跳起来过
？Did we ever jump?
这个跳起来是非常主动的一件事情。
This is a proactive thing.
他要来到主的面前。
He wants to come before the Lord.
他很主动的来。
He had come proactively.
他不是爬过去。
He did not crawl.
他站起来。
He stand up.
主也没有叫他爬过来。
Lord didn't ask him to crawl before.
主对我们就是这么好。
Lord is so nice.
我们怎么到主的面前？
No matter how we want to come before the Lord.
主从来没有觉得他是一个大君王，你们都爬到我面前来。
Lord never feel that he is a noble king that you should crawl before him.
主要我们走到他面前去。
Lord want us to walk before him.
是一个好像很平等的地位到他面前去。
It's like in an equal standing.
我们不知道他怎么到前面去的。
We don't know how he came forward to.
他只听到一句话，主说：“你过来。”
He only heard that, "Come to me."
他就听着这个声音，就往这个声音的方向走到主的面前去。
He listened to the voice and walked towards the voice.
他没有走到人群当中。
He did not get lost in the crowd.
他也没有走到门徒的面前。
And he did not walk to the disciples.
他直接走到主的面前。
He walked to Jesus Christ.
我们带人来到主的面前。
We brought people to the Lord.
不是带到这个 building 的面前。
Not to bring them into the building.
也不是带到某某的讲道的弟兄的面前。
Not to bring them into a speaker.
我们要带他到主的面前。
We have to bring them to the Lord.
这个瞎子来到主的面前。
This blind person came to the Lord.
就我们知道主耶稣很温柔地问他一句话。
Then we know that Lord asked him very softly.
你要我为你做什么？
What do you want me to do for you?
主有没有这样问过你？
Had Lord asked you this?
天地的主来到地上。
The heaven and earth Lord came to the earth.
来到我们的面前。
Come to us.
问你，我要问，为你做什么
？Ask you, what do you want me to do for you?
这瞎子有没有开始考虑
？Did this blind person think?
我们有时候在主的面前有很多的考虑。
Sometimes we have too much to think before our Lord.
我们到了主人面前的时候
，When we came before our Lord,
我们就想一想
，And we think,
是不是我缺钱
？Did I miss any money?
还是我缺孩子？
Did I lack a children?
我缺我的身份。
Did I lack my legal status?
我还是需要事情。
I still need a lot of things.
我们在那边想。
And we were thinking.
就是瞎子想都没有想。
This blind person never think.
他是跟主讲。
He speak to the Lord immediately.
他就说主啊。
He said, Lord.
那个原文说 the great one.
In the original text, it says the great one.
就最大的这一位啊。
The greatest one.
所以有些翻译就把它当作主。
So in some translation, it turned to Lord.
还有人翻译说 Master.
And some translation says Master.
Master 是什么意思？
What is the meaning of Master?
是主宰你一切的那个 Master.
The one who control everything of yours.
他向主说。这位主宰我一切的。
He said to the Lord, Lord, you are the one who control everything of mine.
我要能看见。
I want to see.
他不要金钱。
He doesn't want money.
他不要名誉。
He doesn't want reputation.
他也不要才能。
He doesn't want talent.
他不要别的考虑。
He doesn't want anything else.
这是他心里面最深的一个盼望。
The only hope in his heart.
他要看见。
Is to see.
看见谁？
To see what?
就我们知道，我们的主说，你的信救了你。
And then our Lord said, "Your faith has healed you."
你回去吧。
You can go.
叫你回去吧。
Jesus said, "Go."
就是瞎子没有回去。
But the blind person did not go.
为什么没有回去
？Why did he not go?
因为他看见了。
Because he see.
如果他没看见的话，他就回去了。
If he did not see, then he will leave.
他看见谁
？But he see who?
他看见我们的主。
He see our Lord.
主说：“你的信救了你。”
Our Lord said, "Your faith has healed you."
我们每个人来到主的面前
，Everyone come before our Lord.
都是凭着信。
Come with faith.
这个信救了我。
This faith has saved me.
信这个字。
This faith.
有时候翻成 belief 就是相信。
Sometimes was translated into belief.
有时候翻作信心。
Sometimes was translated into your faith.
有时候翻作信靠。
Sometimes was translated into depend on.
在圣经里面出现两三百次讲到这个信。
In the Bible, it appeared 200-300 times.
信是我们一生在学的一件事情。
Faith is a homework that we learn for our life.
信是我们每一个人得救的故事。
Faith is the story of each one of us.
当我们看见神的时候
，When we see the God,
我们就不再回去。
We did not return.
我们就开始跟随我们的主。
We started to follow our Lord.
这也是我们一生的故事。
And this is our life story.
每个基督徒信了主之后
，Every Christian after they believed,
要学习跟随主。
has to learn to follow the Lord.
怎么学？
How to learn?
不是从别人身上去学。
Not to learn from other people.
是，别人会帮助我们。
Yes, other people can help us.
有好的弟兄姐妹榜样是帮助我们。
Good examples from good brothers and sisters is helping us.
跟随完全是靠圣灵在里面帮助我们。
But following is totally depend on the Holy Spirit in us.
有人跟随主，你觉得有些弟兄姐妹跟随的好像很近。
Some brothers and sisters followed very closely to the Lord.
有些弟兄姐妹好像在远远的跟随主。
Some brothers and sisters was following far, far away from the Lord.
有时候我们好像觉得说，我们应该鼓励鼓励或者勉励勉励这些弟兄姐妹跟随主。
Sometimes we think that we should encourage those far away brothers and sisters to follow the Lord closer.
我说只有主能够吸引我们。跟随他。
But only Lord can attract us to follow Him.
不管你静静的跟随。
No matter you're following closely.
很感谢主。
We thank Lord.
如果你远远的跟随。
If you're following in a distance.
盼望你静静的跟随他。
We hope that you can come closer.
信是我们一生的功课。
Faith is a homework for life.
我相信跟随也是我们一生的功课。
Following is also a homework for life.
我们活在地上的时候
When we are alive on the earth,
当我们接受主耶稣的时候
After we receive Lord Jesus,
我们是相信我们的主
We believe in our Lord.
当我们要离开世界上的时候
When we are leaving this world,
我们也要相信我们的主
We also have to believe in our Lord.
我们开始相信我们的主的时候我们就学习跟随他
When we started to believe in our Lord, we followed him.
当我们要离开主的时候
When we are leaving the earth,
我们还是要学习跟随我们的主
We still have to learn to follow him.
我知道很多弟兄姐妹看过我们欧神老弟兄的 newsletter、啊、
A lot of brothers and sisters have read the newsletter from our brother Olsen.
我觉得 Brother Olsen 那最后他的姐妹写的那一段话很感很 touch 到我的心、啊
I was touched very much by from the last paragraph that was written by Mrs. Olsen.
我们现在看不到 Olsen 弟兄。
We cannot see our deceased brother Olsen anymore.
但是我们相信以后我们到主那里会看到他。
But we believe when we return to our Lord, we can see him again.
当他的姐妹写 Olsen 最后那几分钟的时候。
When Mrs. Olsen wrote about the last few minutes of brother Olsen.
Olsen 这样的讲。
Brother Olsen said,
"Give your best to the master."
Give your best to the master.
把你最好的给我们的主。
Give your best to our master.
你知道我们的弟兄已经在地上没有所谓的 best， 他最好的时间也没有了。
You know, our brother Olsen has lost all the best.
他已经在疾病的里面了。
He was in this serious sickness.
他在这个人世间的这个价值好像已经是没有了。
The value has lost in this life.
竟然他讲 give your best to the Lord.
But he said give your best to the Lord.
诗篇有一句话哈。
In the book of Psalm.
他说在耶和华眼中看圣民的死自为宝贵。The pressure in the sight of the Lord.
It says, the precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saint, who is our best.
所以主看每一个圣徒的死的时候是何等宝贵的一件事情。
So Lord precious all the death of his saint.
这个 best.
This best.
可能就是我们紧紧的跟随他。
May represent our following closely to him.
直到我们离开我们在地上的时间。
Till we leave the time on the earth.
这个需要眼睛被打开。
This needs our inner eyes to be opened.
盼望我们都问主这件事情。
May we all ask the Lord this thing.
可怜可怜我吧。
Have mercy on us.
当主在地上停留为我们的时候。
When Lord stopped on the earth for us.
主问我们要为他做什么时候。
And the Lord asked us, what do you want me to do for you?
我们的回答能说我要能看见。
Our answer could be, we want to see.
我们要看见我们的主。
We want to see our Lord.
愿神祝福他自己的话。
May Lord has blessing on his own words.
我们祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们都是来到你的面前。
Heavenly Father, we all come before you.
我们都是照着我们的本相来到你的面前。
We come in our own image.
我们也脱下我们的外袍。
We leave our coat.
我们愿意向我们的主说，主啊，求你怜悯我们。
We are willing to say to our Lord, Lord, have mercy on us.
也帮助我们在地上的日子。
To help us when we are on the earth.
属灵的眼睛被你打开。
That our spiritual eyes can be opened by you.
我们可以看到我们主的荣美。
That we can see the glory of our Lord.
因为我们看见你的荣美。
Because we see your glorious.
我们就可以紧紧地跟随你。
That we can come close to you.
我们也可以把更多的赞美归给你。
That we can give more praise to you.
保守我们在地上的日子。
Protect the time that we are on the earth.
让我们里面属灵的眼睛是明亮的。
So that our inner eyes is bright.
让我们与世界能够分别出来。
So that we can be separated from the world.
让我们一生来跟随我们的主。
So that our life can follow our Lord.
求主圣灵在我们里面做更多的工作。
May Lord and the Holy Spirit work in us.
把这些话都摆在你的面前。
We give all these words to you.
宝血再一次洁净这些话。
May the precious blood cleanse all these words.
也用着这些话。
And using these words,
让我们成为祝福别人的管道。
So that we can be another way to bless others.
我们荣耀赞美都归给我们的主。
May our glories and blessing to the Lord.
我们这样祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
I'll pray in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.